A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Sheila O'Malley. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning, PJ.
What is passivity?
Yeah, well, I think we all know that, you know, let's say you might be asked to do something and you struggle to say no, or you may struggle to speak up in a situation, maybe in work or at a meeting, that type of thing. It's very much around just, there are times we need to champion ourselves and we need to be able to say, look, thanks for thinking of me, but unfortunately I can't do that. So somebody who's passive, you know, and it often goes with other behaviors like people pleasing, approval seeking, goody-goody, all of that. So they can be maybe a bit more timid, a bit more shy. But it's essentially that, you know, I think you picked up an article that was on my website, sheilaomalley.ie, but it's around just that we weren't born passive, I suppose, PJ, that it's a behavior that we adopted because at some point maybe we picked up that it wasn't maybe safe to speak up. So it's not a behavior, it's a behavior that we develop to keep us safe. And although we may have needed in those early years, as an adult, you know, it impacts on us. I do workplace webinars and constantly people will say, I'm overwhelmed, Sheila, I'm stressed, I'm exhausted, I'm worn out. And yet, you know, that's how you feel. But so what do you need? Well, you probably need to speak up. You probably need to take more responsibility and control of your life. But somebody who's passive, it wasn't safe way back when. So sometimes, you know, they can be maybe a little bit unaware of it. Mm. But that it's critical to say, if my passivity is resulting in me being there for everybody, well, then I'm probably never there for myself.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yeah, and the world for everybody else, but no time
exactly.
for you. Does it go along with a kind of an inherent part of the human condition, Sheila? We like to be liked.
Absolutely, of course it is. I even find it myself sometimes when I've enough, talks booked in or whatever, an inquiry will come in that somebody wants to book me for another talk. And I've recognized it in myself and become aware of it. I find it hard to say no. You know, so what I think can be helpful is, I'm a very practical person, PJ, is to find what is a practical strategy for dealing with that. To recognize, you know, well, how do I feel? I'm a bit overloaded here. I can't take any more on. So it's very much around in that moment to say, how do I feel? You know, gosh, I'm a bit maxed out or whatever. And what do you need? What would be helpful here? Well, if I find it hard to say no, well, then maybe what I need to do is play for time. Maybe that it's, about to say, thank you very much. Can you leave that with me? And I'll look into it. Thanks so much for thinking of me. I'll come back to you. So it's very much to say, I'm suddenly now taking responsibility, control of my life. I'm taking charge of my time. And that's one of the biggest things that comes up for people is that, you know, if I become aware of it I recognize that I need to protect my time. You know, time and time again, people have said to me, it's like their diary is open and everybody sticks anything they want into it. And you end up that you have no time. And but when I say, well, how are you when you have no time? They're going to say, well, I'm cranky, irritable, impatient, or my back goes or whatever. And, you know, the body says no to what you needed to say no to and you didn't, and your body will do it for you. So, and that would, you know, for everybody show up differently. So for me, my back can go when I've taken too much on my back, when I'm a bit overwhelmed. I mean, it could be medical as well. But, you know, in essence, I suppose you end up that you've said yes to something that you really needed to say no to. And you really haven't spoken up for yourself. Yeah. And I love that word, champion yourself. You know, and I often, when I'm giving talks, get people to stamp their foot and say, no. Yeah. You know, to really say, you know, and that, and maybe it's easy if you to go back on a text or an email or whatever with the, thanks for thinking of me, but unfortunately I have to, won't be able to go.
My missus works from home a lot and she's on the phone a lot. And I overheard a conversation recently where she was on to a colleague and she said quite firmly, she said, there is absolutely no way I'm going to get to do this for you today. Tomorrow, possibly. But can we put it back for Wednesday or Thursday and I'll definitely do it for you.
Okay, and guess what that is?
What's that?
That's a boundary. A boundary is when you take an action for yourself. A boundary is when you recognize I'm at my limit. And a boundary is always about the degree to which you think well of yourself, that you value yourself enough to be able to say, if I do that, if I take more on, I'm abusing myself, I'm neglecting myself. And then what impact does that have on me? Well, then I'm just going to be irritable. And as I said, all the other things kick in, you know. So it's very much a boundary is where, you know, just because something is coming in, it's almost about giving yourself time to pause and say, actually, do you know what? Enough is enough. And we need to sometimes inform the other person to and to put that boundary. And I remember many years ago, I gave a course in a hospital and a lady kind of bounced in on week three or whatever and said, oh my God, that was life-changing what I heard last week. And it was that she'd been working 2 hours extra every day and she'd heard something that really made a difference. And what it was that, let's say she needed to leave at three. She put out an email and said, files left by 12 will be dealt with same day. Files left after 12 won't be dealt with till the following day. And she said, you could have knocked me down with a feather. By 12 o'clock, the files were there. I dealt with them and I was able to leave at 3 o'clock. In the past, I was working 2 hours extra. And it's really to say, you know, can you see there that what was she doing, but valuing her time, valuing herself, recognizing her limits, setting those limits. And you know, that is your responsibility. It's nobody else's responsibility. And what happens is when we don't do it, we have no me time. So, you know, it's very much whether it's a work situation or a personal situation, it's to say that actually time for you is as important, that you can't be there for other people, actually, if you're not there for yourself. So, you know, she talked about that she took a few bit of time for herself before she arrived home to see her kids. Well, you know, which one would you rather have? The one who's yes to everybody, but ultimately no to yourself, but comes in, you know, tired, cranky, irritable, or the person who actually had a boundary, set the boundary, communicated the boundary, you know, but from a place of asking, how do I feel and what do I need? And how I feel is stressed and what do I need? I need to take back charge of my life. I need to protect my time. I need to, and it's something you learn over time, you know, it's constantly prioritized. You know, and when we don't do it, we get angry when we have no me time. And it really is somewhere in there. It's to say, you know, how kind are you to yourself?
Yeah.
And when we're not kind to ourselves, ultimately, you know, it has a knock-on impact, not just on you, but on everybody.
Yeah. Is it a case of make rules, let those around you know what those rules are, and enforce them?
That's really it. It comes from a place of just, you know, actually, it's almost, I think where it comes from, you know, and we don't have very much time, would be to say we nearly have to go back to when we were a child and to recognize that we struggled to speak up as a child, but as an adult to say we have a choice. And it's in the moment to start becoming aware of, I'm struggling to say no here. So play for time and step back and take a breath so you feel grounded or whatever. And then assert yourself when you're holding your boundary. And people that have done that have come back and said to me, oh my God, I feel so empowered. I left when I needed to leave and all that. And, you know, I bet there's people out there hearing this and saying, my God, that sounds so selfish. You know what? It's not. The most unselfish thing that we can do is to be boundaried in our life, to know our limits and to stay within them. You know, to say, I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed in terms of work and need to speak up, you know, with the boss. And that when we do that, everything is going to go better. So if we're not taking care of ourselves, we simply can't take care of anybody else. And taking care of ourselves is about being kinder to ourselves and essentially almost loving to ourselves. And, you know, that's the route to being our best selves or whatever. So
yeah, and there was an old Irish thing, and I'm convinced it's an Irish thing. I don't know if it's international. He loves himself. Well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, well, you see, it's when we don't love ourselves. Put it like this. Let's play it out. The person who has no boundaries, let's say, around work. And, you know, I'm very aware of this because I would have done it myself. You know, you take too much on, you get stressed, you get overloaded, you're tense, you're tight, you're burned out, you're exhausted, frazzled, you know. And then just from a place of feeling worn out, you're sharp with somebody, you're cranky with them. And then what impact does it have on them? Well, then you're not the person they need you to be. And then maybe they can get defensive back with you or maybe become passive and sort of withdraw or whatever. But it's very much around that as those feelings build up, you know, I like to say that we end up that, you know, we need a substitute. So some of the time, instead of, because I haven't spoken up and say what I need to say, I need a cigarette, I need a drink, you know, I need food. So it's that whole idea that when we bottle things up, we do it at our peril, you know, and we have to keep, we have to find a way of keeping a lid on it. So I like to call it, we bottle and we blow, or we bottle it up and we hit the bottle, or, you know, etc. But what we needed to do was express how we feel.
So good question in from a caller here. Sheila, good question in briefly. What if it is the family? We all talk about workmates and stuff like that. What is if it's family that are putting endless demands on you? It's very hard to say no to family.
Yeah. So nobody does anything to you that you haven't already done to yourself. And as I say that, I'm remembering a client who came in to me and she said straight up as she walked in the room, well, I'm a doormat. Well, guess what? If you think you're a doormat, you're going to get walked on. It starts with you. It doesn't start with the other person. It's not their responsibility to set boundaries for you. It's your responsibility. So it's to say what, you know, to know your limits, and then to communicate your limit to other people. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this is what I can do and this is what I can't do. You know, and it's about also valuing yourself enough to go out and buy in the help, whatever, you know, is possible or whatever. It's very much around to, and often a person like this isn't good at asking for help because they think, you know, they're seen for caring and minding people. And but ultimately that comes from a place of very poor self-worth, you know, and that the better thing for them to do would be to balance caring for everybody in the family with also caring for themselves. Because when you don't take care of yourself or when you overcare for others, you actually disempower them and you're keeping them almost dependent on you, as opposed to showing trust and belief in other people and their ability to look after themselves. So it's really important in a family situation to know this is what I can do, to communicate that out, and that if there's a further request, isn't actually possible, you know, to brainstorm solutions. But also, as I say, that person, let's say in a home situation, how good are they? Because, I mean, I'm talking particularly at women here who've taken the brunt of COVID. You know, how good are they at allowing somebody else to make a meal?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.